on from midnight to 5:30, 6 mornings during the week. Monday mornings we get started about 1, continue through till 5:30. That means we're around for about 37 and a half hours a week. During that time, I have the pleasure of talking with many interesting people, and we talk about many, many subjects. Sometimes, I might add, a little controversial. Now, tonight, the return of Jim Moseley. Jim is a pretty big man in the UFO department. Just returned from his trip. He was in Peru, right, Jim? Isabel Davis is with us. CSI, Civilian Saucer Intelligence. Doug Dean, great man in the hoofing department and great man with a song, and he believes in flying saucers. And, of course, the old solid citizen, Warren the Pack, from the New York Journal American, sports writer. We'll be back talking with all of our guests in just a moment, but I would also like to remind you that if you want to participate in the discussion of this morning or any morning, you can pick up your telephone in the community where you may be at the present time. Ask for the local Western Union operator. We do cover some 27 states during the early hours of the morning. And tell the Western Union operator that you'd like to send a telegram to Long John Wux, New York City. We should have your message in 2 or 3 minutes, and we may comment on it if you disagree or agree with something that may be said during the next 5 and a half hours. This is WOR Radio, your station in New York. Long John with the party line. Well, with Jim Moseley, Isabel Davis, Doug Dean, and Warren Park. We welcome you back, Jim.
Thank you very much, John.
And how was the trip?
Well, it was very interesting. I was down in Peru about a little over 2 months this time, and I had some very good luck in my amateur archaeology work. I believe I wrote you a note about it from down there.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the time to speak of that?
Why, certainly. You speak of anything you want at this time, but let's talk about that first.
Well, John...
But I want to just say this to you, that we hope a little later in the morning that we'll be able to discuss with you some of the statements... Some of the articles that you printed in your publication, Saucer News, and in reference to Major Donald E. Kehoe, Director of the National Investigations Committee on Aerial Phenomena, I understand that whether you've done this yourself or whether some other people are involved or whether it's just an opinion, you seem to be a little concerned about the future of NICAP. So we don't want to discuss that now. We want to know more about your trip to Peru.
Well, John, I always do a little amateur archaeology in Peru, and this year, or this fall, I was fortunate enough to be able to work with one of the regional museums in the southern coast in the town of Ica. And we put in just a few days of work on one of the ranches or haciendas down there. And it happened by pure luck or pure accident that we found an item which I later learned was unique. That is to say that nothing of the sort had been dug up in Peru previously. The item came out of a Paracas tomb. A Paracas is one of the earliest cultures known in Peru. It dates from around the time of Christ, perhaps a couple of hundred years earlier, or perhaps 100 years or so later, but more or less the time of Christ. This particular tomb in which we found the unique object was a child's tomb at the depth of about 1 yard. And the item was this. It was a toy buried for the child in the tomb, and the toy was a miniature raft. The raft was a scale model of a large raft, the scale model being about 2.5 feet long and about 0.5 foot wide, roughly, and all done in miniature, exactly as a big raft would be. We found this item, we commented about it among ourselves, and although I was with a representative of the Ica Museum at the time, we honestly didn't realize at that time that nothing of the sort had been dug up in Peru previously. The item was donated to the Ica Museum, and later when I spoke to the director, he informed me of the importance of the find. The thing was published in the newspapers and it became quite a big thing down there. Of course, the importance is this. As many of our listeners here probably know, a man named Thor Heyerdahl published a book called Kon-Tiki in about 1950, roughly. I'm not sure exactly the date. Following his journey on the raft, also called Kon-Tiki, from the port of Lima in Peru to the South Sea Islands. The purpose of this trip was to prove that trans-Pacific navigation was possible following the currents of the ocean. And he was trying to show that the ancient people of Peru might have done exactly as he did. He performed this successfully, this trip, and he wrote his book about it, but there was never any direct proof that the ancient people ever did this. In other words, just because he did it, it didn't mean that it had been done in the early times. Now, finally, this raft has been found, and if we can assume that if the raft exists in miniature, it also exists in full scale, then we finally have, in my opinion, quite a strong direct evidence that Thor Heyerdahl was right and that there was a cultural exchange quite possibly between the South Sea Islands of the Pacific and Peru.
Has Mr. Heyerdahl been informed of this?
I understand that he's in Norway, and I doubt if it's gotten to his...
Know yourself right away? Was it the same type of raft as that he used?
Well, from my rather faint memory of the Kon-Tiki and other rafts that have set out from Peru since then in the last few years, I think it's a very similar-looking object. I have a photograph of it here, and this not being television, I can't show it, but it does look very, very similar to the...
Oh, I should think he would be tremendously excited about
this. Oh, I'm sure. Well, I went just today to the Museum of Natural History about this matter, where I talked to Dr. Junius Bird, who is the head of the South American section. That's not quite the proper title, but Dr. Bird, I believe it's fair to say, is the number one archaeologist in the country in regard to South American archaeology.